Wednesday. Unity among Christians. Of course, we must be united as a church. If we are divided, we are weak. We need unity. But Jesus' desire goes even further. What about unity with other Christians? What about this? In Jesus' time, there were the Jews, and they were the elected, and the rest, good for nothing. And they were proud about that. We are Abraham's children. We are the ones. We are the chosen people. We are circumcised. They are uncircumcised. We are the better ones. We are better off. And then Jesus said, interestingly enough, and we read this in John 10, chapter 10, verse 16. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. Other sheep, which are not of this sheep pen. Who's that? Yeah, they are Jews and they are non-Jews. Jesus wants to unite them. And Paul had a hard time in the early church to unite the Christians who came out of the heathen areas, to unite them with the Christians who came out of the Jews. To unite them, to bring them together. So, Jewish Christians, heathen Christians, it seemed impossible. It seemed really impossible. Because that the gap was so big, so wide. How could it be preached? Now, I have other sheep. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Sounds like unity, doesn't it? There will be one flock and one shepherd. In Mark chapter 9, the Apostle John had some difficulty. He said, well, we saw someone. Teacher, said John. We saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against me is for us. Whoever is not against us is for us. God has faithful people in other churches. That's the truth. In Revelation 18 we read, come out of Babylon, my people. In Babylon? My people? Yes. So not all of them, but my people who are still in Babylon. Come out, because Babylon will be destroyed. So come out, so that you are not destroyed with them. In Babylon, in the wrong church, my people. So they're everywhere. We have two movements. a movement of uniting churches, uniting denominations, confessions. That's the ecumenical movement. We don't want to join them. And there's a movement uniting followers of Jesus, those who are in Christ, individuals, uniting people. It's the right movement. And the wrong movement, uniting churches. It won't help. It's just an institution. You can unite, unite, unite. It doesn't help for uniting people. It's only uniting churches, denominations. But Jesus wants people to be united. That in the end, there's one flock and one shepherd.